Now look what it says in verse 9. It says, "What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women?" What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? They're saying, you know, what is so great about this guy that you're, you know, your husband, you're praising your spouse, you're praising your beloved, you're telling us how great he is. What's so great about him, they're asking? You know, tell us why he's any better than any other guy that's out there, right? And again, if we were to take kind of a symbolic view on this, you know, it's kind of like, well, what makes you think that your religion's right? You know what I mean? And everything else is wrong. You know, why do you think that the Bible's right and that the Quran's wrong, or that, you know, the Book of Mormon's wrong, or that the Tao Te Ching is wrong, or whatever else? And, you know, to those of us that are saved, it's a ridiculous question, because we know that God's word is so much greater than all of these other so-called holy scriptures. They can't even hold a candle to it. And it's funny, because every once in a while, somebody will quote to you something from the Book of Mormon, maybe, or something from the Quran, and you always just, you just have to just shake your head at it, like, are you serious? I mean, it's pretty easy to tell the difference. You know, you look at the Apocrypha a little bit, you'll see a real big difference. I mean, God's word cannot be duplicated, and plenty of people have tried to duplicate it. I mean, that's what Joseph Smith was doing with the Book of Mormon. I mean, he's trying to duplicate scripture. He thinks he can write his own scripture. It's so obviously a fraud. It's so clearly not God's word. Same things with these apocryphal books. Same things with the, you know, the Book of Enoch and all this, the Gospel according to Thomas and the, you know, the Quran. I mean, you look at it, it's easy. You say, well, how do you know what's real? You just put them side by side, and it's pretty easy to tell the diamond from the cubic zirconium, because one's made by man and one's made by God, and you can tell a difference. You know, it's I always tell people like this. You know, the cell phone towers that are made to look like a palm tree. Okay, you don't have to be an arborist to be able to tell the difference between a real palm tree and a cell phone that's made to look like a palm tree, because what God made is much different than what man made. Man tries to duplicate God's creation, and basically, you know, these phony scriptures are like a cell phone looking like a palm tree. You know, we laugh at it, say it's ridiculous, it's not even close. But that's how these scriptures are. It's funny, I was giving the gospel to some Muslim teenagers today, because we were out soul winning in what I call Little Africa. It's these apartment complexes where everybody's directly from Africa. So we're giving the gospel to some Sudanese. You know, they're from Sudan. And so they were Muslims. And I gave the whole plan of salvation to these Muslim teenagers. And basically I told them, I said, look, I said, here's what the Bible says. You know, that Jesus is the Son of God. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You can't just believe Jesus is a prophet like Muhammad teaches, you know, or believe that Jesus is just a messenger. No, the Bible says you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I said, do you believe that Jesus is the Lord? And they said, no. I said, do you believe he died and was buried and rose again? No, they don't. And I said, you know what? The Bible teaches that you must believe on the Son of God. And I said, the Quran says that Allah has no son. So I said, can both the Bible and the Quran both be true? And they said, no. Because one of them says that Jesus is the Son of God. One of them says there's no such thing as the Son of God. So therefore, they cannot both be true. So I said, you know, and he's like, well, how do you know that the Bible's right and that the Quran is not right? You know, it's kind of like that. Well, what's your beloved better than it? You know, what? Why is the Bible better than the Quran? I said, okay. I said, let me explain to you why the Bible's better than the Quran. I said, you right now believe that to be saved, to go to heaven, that you have to live a good life, you have to obey the Quran, you have to do these, you know, and abstain from sin and do the right things and do the five pillars of Islam, you know, praying and fasting and, you know, going to Mecca, you know, if you can or whatever. But anyway, you know, I have to like water it down. You know, you got to go down, bow down to that giant black, you know, GameCube or whatever it is, you know, a giant black cube that they bow down to. But here's the thing. I said, look, I said, you sin every day. I said, you're a sinner. I said, I don't even think you're good enough to go to heaven according to Islam. I don't even think Islam is going to get you there. I said, you're not even that into Islam. I said, you don't even follow Islam. Just because, you know, you just look at these teenagers. They didn't look like they were just devout. They didn't look like they carry a prayer rug everywhere they go. You know what I mean? They're just young teenagers playing basketball. And I said, you guys are, and they're like, well, we're a little bit, you know, we kind of follow Islam. I'm like, you don't follow Islam. You know what I mean? So then I said, well, look, I said, you have all these sins, right? I said, well, I'm a sinner too. I've got all these sins too. But the difference is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sins. And in him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So I said, I just believe that to be saved, I just have to believe on Jesus Christ and all my sins are forgiven. I said, your religion teaches you just be good, follow the rules, follow the commandments. And I said, you've already failed. There's none that doeth good save one, and that's God. The Bible says, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then he said, well, no. He's like, this is how it is. In Islam, it's like our good is going to be outweighed by our bad. You know, like if we get to heaven, it's going to be like, okay, you've done bad, but then the good makes up for it. I said, okay, try that. Try stealing a car, okay? Get arrested for stealing a car and then just go to the courtroom with a list of all the good things you've done. And I don't care how long that list is. I don't care if that list is as long as a receipt from whatever grocery store, you know, that's 5 feet long. You know, I don't care how long that list is. It's not going to matter at all. They're not even going to admit it as evidence. The prosecutor is going to say, objection, Your Honor. You know, this is not relevant. You've stolen a car. It doesn't matter how much you gave to charity. It doesn't matter all the good things you've done. I said, good things cannot outweigh bad. But I said, you know, if you were in court for having stolen this car, and maybe it was said that, you know, you can either pay a fine of $100,000 or go to jail for 5 years, you know, I said, you don't have $100,000. You're going to jail. But I said, someone could step in and pay that fine for you. Some benefactor could produce that $100,000 and pay that bill and get you off the hook and free you. I said, that's what Jesus Christ did. I said, Jesus Christ is paying for your sins by the fact that he died on the cross for you. And if you believe on him, it's paid. But I said, what you're doing is basically you're telling Jesus, no, Jesus, I got this. I got this. I'm going to do this on my own. I said, you're going to jail. I said, are you really confident right now? I said to these Muslim teenagers, I said, are you confident right now to stand before God? Do you really think all the good you've done is going to outweigh all the bad you've done? Are you really confident right now to stand and look at God in the face with your life right now? And you think he's just going to let you into heaven? They said, they didn't like that. And I said, I want you to think about this. I said, you know what? This is your life. This is your eternity. Just because you're born Muslim, just because you're born Hindu or Christian or Buddhist, or I, you need to think for yourself. You need to figure this out. This is heaven and hell. You know, they didn't get saved today, but hopefully a seed was planted. You know, hopefully that'll get them thinking about the fact that their religion offers no real salvation. So it's pretty easy to tell when you put God's word and when you put the gospel side by side with the so-called gospel of Islam, it just doesn't add up. You know, you put it next to the Gospel of Mormonism, you know, the King James Bible is so dramatically better than the Book of Mormon, you know, it's not even able to be compared. It's not even close. So that's what I think of when I see this scripture where they say, you know, well, what's your beloved more than another beloved? Kind of like, well, what's the Bible more than all these other holy books? You know, ask some long-haired hippie wearing a tie-dyed shirt at the university, you know. Well, what about all these other holy books? You know, yeah, here's the difference. Because this book is in every nation in the world. I'm sorry, every nation in the world is not filled with Muslims. Every nation in the world is not filled with Hindus. I mean, if you run into Hindus, you pretty much know what country they're from, right? What country are they from? India. Okay, you run into people that are Buddhist, they're usually Asian, or they're just like these trendy rockers that are just like, yeah, I'm Buddhist, dude, you know? But they're not really that, they're not really Buddhists, you know? They're not, they probably don't know Kung Fu or anything, you know? So they're not really a Buddhist. But anyway, you know, you run into people that practice Judaism, 99% of the time, they're basically from Israel or that descendancy or Eastern Europe or whatever. But the bottom line is the Bible is in every Dollar Tree, every 99-cent store, every country in the world. It's everywhere. Every single person almost has at least heard John 3:16 or at least heard something. I mean, on the planet. Because God's word has gone forth unto the ends of the earth, and people have heard the name of Jesus. He's the most famous person that has ever lived. He is the most well-known individual that has ever existed in the world. And some people just say he didn't exist. He's the most famous person ever. There's more written about him. There's more said about him. There's more people following him than anybody else. Okay? So, you know, it's pretty easy to tell why our beloved is better than their beloved. And I like what it says in the Old Testament. You know, their rock is not as our rock. Their God's not like our God. All religions are not equal, my friend. There's the God of the Bible, and then there's everything else, which is just a cheap imitation.